I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I'm up with you all. Some of you, it's been a month. Others of you, we have seen for a while, so thank you for being with us. We'll start with the minutes of the, meeting. I want to say, was it the 27th or 24th?
27th.
It was the 27th, okay. Yeah, I'm going to say. Start with the minutes of the 27th, and I will just note, of course, that the minutes did not say the 27th. They said they need to be changed, just so that we know that that's the case for Stephanie, who may be listening. Stephanie, by the way, will not be here this morning, but we're getting it taped. Bill Zabo will not be with us as well today. So we're a little on the short-handed side, but I think we'll get through it. Are there any other things that you've noticed that you need to change at all? Any suggestions? Anything that's not accurate from the last meeting? Hearing none, in favor of those of them with that small change of the date, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I don't know that I think of any particular announcements, so we'll move on to reports. The two town reports are in our hands here. They're just a summary of some of the minutes of previous meetings, and commissioners can read those at your leisure. Anybody else, if you want to read those, you're welcome to do that as well. It's public information, but we don't have copies for everybody. Let's move on to reports. Bill's not here, but there is a disbursement sheet going around. Are there any questions that Mary Jo can answer? I don't know if there's anything else to be said. We still wait with bated breath for our, we hope, November indication that we are moving ahead with our grant application. So we'll wait and see. All right, Bob, fill us in with what's going on at the dam, please.
Well, we did have for our mortar work and concrete work on the dam, we did have five bidders, which is remarkable for us. Usually we say a prayer we can get two, but we did have quite a bit of interest. The bids range from $206,000 to $94,000. And the low bidder was Thomas and Johnson Concrete. And the board awarded the job to them. We will be drawing the lake down October 3rd, as you probably have seen the signs and a lot of the noise around the lake. We have already moved the contractor's scaffolding, all his equipment, pumps, and the special product called Sika. It's a special mortar used in the dam, very expensive, but all that is all moved to the dam and stored in the building. So he is ready to go as soon as we draw the lake down. One of our issues were bricks. We have bricks missing from the dam. We have an area where the bricks of the mortar is deteriorated to the point where bricks have fallen out of the dam. Obviously, we couldn't retrieve them 125 feet down. We had heard rumors that people had stumbled across piles of bricks in the canyon behind the dam when hiking. So we set out to find these bricks. And the more people we talked to, the more it sounded like they could be there, but nobody knew exactly where. There is a mobile home in the woods just at the turn coming out of the dam. Their names is Sweeney's, Brian Sweeney and his mother. We were able to track down his mother. who is quite elderly. She said, "I'm not able to come to the lake anymore, but I think I can tell you about where they are." And she did a pretty good job of telling us where they are. We put together an Easter egg hunt. Rocky was there, Rocky Dubik, Doug Sandberg, Lauren Eastmer, Tommy Thomas, and myself, and we all went hiking looking for bricks. And she did tell us, bring picks and shovels, because if they laid them against the bank, and over 90 years the bank has collapsed, and most of them are buried. We did find a dozen bricks or so, and so we started digging in the bank, and we actually found about 300 bricks, all in excellent shape. So we have the bricks to make our repairs and enough for more repairs down the road if that ever happens again. So that saved us a lot of money. These are very special bricks, very hard bricks. As you can imagine, they're 90 years old and they look brand new and they hold up well on the dam. We didn't even begin to know where to have them made and at what kind of cost it would be to make a small quantity. You'd have to pay for a whole batch and a whole setup. So that worked out well for us. So we want to thank the Sweeneys and all the guys that went on the Easter egg hunt. The next thing after we dug them out of the bank, the first day was to find them. We spent most of the day digging them out of the bank and piling them up. The next trick was getting them out of there, get them up to where we can use them. But they're all out. They're in the process of being stored in the brick building at the dam inside. So that's coming along good. The mortar work will start. The very first thing is to patch the hole. And then they will go on to do the mortar work on the bricks from about where the building, the overhang from the building to the side opposite the spillway. All of that down 20 feet. So it's a pretty big area that we're going to have mortared. The other side had been done back in 2011, and that still looks good. We did have a meeting with Al Corwin and one of the engineers from Hatch at the dam. This engineer is a rock slide expert. And we went over our plan to secure the big boulder that hangs over the spillgate. He liked our idea. He thought it would work well. He figured it would secure those rocks for 20, 25 years. And if one came loose, it should hold it so that we could get a crane in there and lift it out. So he is now drawing a plan of action with a list of material that we need to do that. I have been in contact with our contractor from Colorado who did the
Devegetation
and cantilevered over the dam. He is interested in coming back to help us with this if we can come up with a schedule that fits everybody. And what we're talking about doing is having a well driller come in, drive 3 6-inch well casings at the top of the bank. And then we will run the cables down. It's like a chain link fence, but much heavier. We'll wrap the rock with that and cable it up to those pipes we drive in the ground. One thing that the engineer put on that we weren't going to do is he wants the rocks drilled and anchors put in there to secure the fence around it. We're planning on, if possible, getting that done this fall. The rock is getting worse. We used to have a crack in the rock, and when I became commissioner, you could put your hand in the rock and move that in between it. You could now put your whole leg in there. So it is moving. Those two real bad winters we had really moved it out. And you're talking about a section bigger than a Volkswagen or a pickup truck. I mean, if it comes loose, it will bend or damage the spill gate. So that's one of the things we're working on.
Where will the fence be made?
We'll prepare everything above, before the contractor gets here. We will purchase all the material, have everything there. He will do the work. He'll have some trees, not big ones, but small trees to clear so we can work in that area. And then we will lower that down or take it down and bring it up, whichever works the best. And then he'll do the connections and drill in the rock, cantilever over the cliff. Let me see here. If anybody's been driving by the dam, you'll see we are working on the new jib crane. We've been working on it all week. We've got the layout done, the engineering is done, and we are drilling core bit holes 4 feet to 42 inches down into the dam. And that's a real project. We've been averaging a hole a day. So we do have the holes in. The next thing is a special epoxy concrete. The engineers have come up with that will, the anchors go down. We put this epoxy around it, and we have to leave it set. Also, you'll notice a lot of stuff on the dam. We have to build a structure to take the old crane down and to put the new crane up. And each piece on the new crane weighs over 1,000 pounds. So it's quite a undertaking, because you're talking about standing on the dam, building a structure so we can lift this thing 20 feet up in the air. It's not the kind of thing you can tip up. It has to go straight up and be brought over to come down perfectly on the anchors. There's no give, there's no play. It has to be exactly where it is. So we have to build a structure to do that, to be able to lift that. So that's what we're working on now. That's what you see all the channel iron and steel and stuff on the dam for.
Bob, is the new jib crane located right near where the old one was?
Yes.
If they interfere with each other, can you wait and take the old one down after you put the new one up, or are they in the same space?
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
So it would be awkward.
Our template almost touches the base of the old crane.
Okay.
So if it works out, we have, the problem is room to set up scaffolding and that, and to be able to work around
it. Right, right.
But if it's possible, we will use the new crane to take down the old crane.
Right. That's part of what I was thinking about, yeah. You know, how they would
but
relate to each other.
We aren't sure yet whether that's possible or not. We may have to get the old crane out of the way. But once the structure's up to put up the new one, we can use that to take down the old one. So.
Okay.
Let's see here. We talked about that, the jib crane. We have started the process. Everything is moving to build the road behind the dam this fall. We had hoped we would be started by now, but the company that we are renting the heavy equipment from, one of the towns that has the excavator hasn't turned it back in, has kept it an extra month. So we're still waiting for the equipment. Once we get it, we do intend to start building the road behind the dam. We have all permits. Easements, DEC's been notified we're starting. Everything is in place. We're just waiting for the equipment. We're doing it in-house, our own people, to be able to save thousands and thousands of dollars. I think that's it, Mr. Chairman, for today.
Okay.
Any questions?
When they're lowering, I just have two little things. But when they're lowering that one new crane down, they could, like, if it's not perfectly level, they could always put a come along up there with another cable around the hook, and, you know, make it level with a come along also, so it'll come down straight. I'm just saying, you know, it's something you may be able to throw at them. And with the rock stabilization, Are they, will they put two cables around each one of those rocks, just in case if it did break free, it doesn't tip, so there's one on each end, you know, so that it will be stabilized, you know what I mean? It would be stainless cable.
Not only are we gonna have cables, it'd be like four.
Okay.
Top and bottom, both sides, including the engineer wants a crisscross cable on the front of it to strengthen the fence. We call it a fence, but it really isn't a fence.
Thank you.
All right, Dan?
Did they consider using a winch in the building to lift the crane?
Yeah, it isn't high enough for it.
Okay.
The new crane is so high that
Is that a heavy-duty winch?
It sure is. It sure is.
All righty, well, we are continuing to do a lot of good things, and thanks again to the crew over there at the dam, and Bob for your kind of shepherding that process along and reporting it to us. All right, let's move on to talk about our rather significant DUC consent and line items. Last Sunday, we had 20-plus visits to make, which are so much easier to do when the water is still up. And so we were you know, happy to make those visits. And as a result of that, we have a list here of some things for us to consider. So if you walk us through these, Chad, and we'll act on them.
Yes, the consent items. Those are the items where the DOC committee agreed, and all the landowners are in compliance. So as right now, you have a question?
Yeah, as a matter of protocol, we really should take Bob's out and put it under line since he's a commissioner.
Oh, yes, that is correct. Okay. We can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions about any of these that you ask about? Break walls or pre-sale, trees? Hearing none, in favor of the consent agenda, minus Mr. Panter, please say aye.
I can vote on this when you move mail.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Let me. First of all, call for the motion.
Yeah,
I was thinking we had the motion.
Yeah,
in
no,
some context, it actually is a motion that the consent comes forward. But in this context, we typically do have a motion. So, somebody want to move the consent agenda?
I'll move it.
All right. Second.
Second.
All right. In favor of the consent agenda minus Bob Panter's item, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I am abstaining.
In one abstention.
On Robert Rogers and Joseph Caruso's.
I think given the fact that the motion, we'll simply abstain from the total motion since the motion doesn't break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to have an abstention because there are places where you want to recuse yourself there. So let's just leave it at that
Can
way.
Can I just, I know we voted, but I just have a quick question. On Joe Caruso's place, he'd always had a septic on district property?
It's a septic that's been there. It needs to be replaced.
Oh, okay. That wasn't really clear on this.
Yeah,
but
he's requesting to have, it's a metal tank and needs to be replaced.
Mm.
That's in place to be done about the first week in October.
And there's no other place to put it on his property above the...
All those properties on that part, they're all in the front.
Oh, they're all below the 1450. Okay.
Yeah. We have normally allowed that.
Yeah, the 1450 is so close to the house.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We're moving on to the line items, Chad. Oh, let's add Bob Panter first. Robert Panter, you want to just anything you want to say about that? It's pre-sale for
no,
house.
It's like I said, it's consent. Just a pre-sale. Okay, of his property. Everything's in compliance.
And in case anybody would wonder, Bob is not moving out of the
I'm
area.
There's people probably wish I would.
I'm
not leaving. It's my rental property.
I think you're doing a good job.
So it's...
I'll make the motion that we accept the pre-sale.
All right. In favor, say aye.
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 Abstain.
I'm assuming that there was a second
yes,
from you. From Mary Jo. All right.
All
right. Ferentina.
Motion that.
Bob did not move it, he abstained, and...
I'm abstaining on Ferrantino.
Yes, but I wanted to just get back here, for the record here, because he's keeping notes for Stephanie here. Did you make the motion and you seconded?
I did.
So...
All right, sounds good.
All right. Let you get caught up with that.
How do we want to do Bob's Ferrantino's, what are we going to do with that?
We visited the, let me just summarize the way I see this. We visited the Ferrantino dock again. We've done this a couple of times, but in last spring, we visited it, and in this context, made a decision that if the license transfers were to occur, the dock needed to be cut down, and we have since rethought that. The problem is a collision of principles, and two principles are mutually exclusive, and I guess we could say that one principle outlasts the other principles, and we decided to change that particular decision and to extend the license transfer. So that's the background to this. It essentially a motion here will negate our previous motion in the springtime and simply allow the license transfer to occur.
I'll make that motion.
I will second, but I would also like to have added to the license that there can be no boat dock there that would interfere with another boat getting in and out.
Rather than put that on an individual dock, that's a policy we need to make.
But
those for all docks.
Yeah, I know, but I really think that, especially with these, when we're getting such a cluster at these community docks, maybe we should be adding this to every single dock license, because I think otherwise people just say, well, we didn't know.
Right.
And I really, I feel I can only vote for this if that is added on to that.
Well, before you make that determination, I think recognize that we are, in fact, getting a lot more squeeze around the lake at docks because people are turning in their runabouts and buying pontoon boats, and we've noticed significant squeezing of that kind of space. And it's a problem. Someone buys a $40,000 pontoon boat, and now we say, you know, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
So in many ways, this is and I agree with the idea that perhaps this simply needs to be added to language that we use when we talk about license transfer relative to boat size, rather than having it being directly related to this particular dock. There is space there for a boat. Someone would just have to be wise to know how, you know.
I mean, there's no issue with if somebody has 12 feet of waterfront, you can't take up 13 or 14 feet, regardless of whether it's your docks, your boat lifts, or your boat. You can't encroach on your neighbor. But if you have an 8-foot dock and you want to buy a bigger boat, you have the ability, you have the right to come to the district and ask to make your dock smaller so your boat will fit in to your waterfront. I mean, that's the way to deal with the problem, but Deb is right, but I don't agree with attaching it to a single dock.
Well, then maybe we could actually, not just a policy, but actually put it on the licenses from here on.
I did talk to Mr. Ferrantino on the on-site report. I added it, and I did discuss boat size with him. I think it needs to be one of those things, you know, per dock, you know, whatever we have, and I told him he has enough space for a runabout, but if he wants a pontoon boat, he says, hopefully in the future, and he does realize that happens, what Bob says has to take place, and it's written down here, his dock will have to be narrowed, because right now there's not enough space for a pontoon boat.
It just always seems to come up repeatedly, and yes, it's in our policies, but I think if it's on the actual license, then we have a lot more legal clout. And that's my concern.
But I don't like tying something to one individual.
Well, I agree. But then
this will be.
The size of the boat was never an issue with this to begin with.
No, I know. It's the fact that he's a backlotter and he gets two sides of the dock. But I just feel that we need to start putting this in writing. Too many of our policies are out there in the air. We make it up as we go along, and then it gets changed with each board. Well, I think it needs to be put in writing.
Well, that may be, Deb, but we're in the middle of talking about this particular doc, and so I don't think
that.
We need to be talking
about. Well, that's something we can address at the rules.
It's something that we may have to talk about and figure out how we're going to do that, but I hate to complicate this particular incident, with, especially since Chad, number one, has talked with him about it, has it on the in the file.
So it's
person,
on record,
and the person,
Chad?
Oh, yeah.
It
so
is
person,
on record.
Person
okay,
knows
okay.
then that. So it is
It is in writing.
It is yeah. writing, and okay. it's a little short of what you're trying to do, yeah. but I think it right. meets the concern that you have.
Because there's other ones that we have visited that fall into the same category.
I know.
Not
yeah.
just that.
Well, then it's
property.
Time we put it in writing for everybody.
Yeah, maybe take note of it.
That yes. I agree with.
Take note of it, that would be an issue to talk about.
I brought that up at the last rules committee, but it wasn't acted upon, so.
Well, you had made a motion.
I
don't remember if I heard a second or not about this.
Mr. Farrington.
I'll second it.
All right, are there other discussion? There's one abstention gonna happen here. Is there anything else about this? In favor of the motion then, say aye.
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 Opposed, no, with one abstention. Wesley Aldrich, license transfer. Chad, you want to help us understand this?
Yeah, Mr. Aldrich bought Bill Witkoff's former property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did have a nice conversation with this week. He wants to do a license transfer. You know, the frontage is in very nice shape. Everything's in compliance in regards to the frontage. There is not a 500 square foot living space or dwelling. He understands that. I told him, as Lake Manager, I feel that he has already used the dock this entire summer. I gave him a year and a half, May 31st, 2018, to come into compliance. He is fine with that. He is building this winter. Mm. It will be done, he said, by May 2017, the building. Okay, so he thought that the year and a half was
sufficient,
more than needed in order to solve the problem of compliance.
So did you then want to recommend to us that we maintain that 2018 or move it to 17?
No, I would say just maintain it. In the past, we have gone a year to 2 years at times, depending on the situation. So I felt May 31st, 2018, which means if something happens, he can still use his frontage this summer, but then the following summer it has to be done, okay, before he uses it.
You said he's already started it.
He says he already has a contract signed with the contractor. They're going to be mm-hmm. building him a dwelling this winter. It will be done by May. So
are we talking about holding up his license till
yes.
then, or we're talking mm-hmm. about issuing his license conditioned on the building being done by 2018 or whatever it is?
I told him that when the building is completed, we will issue him a license.
Okay.
What does that do to the interim use of the front?
Well, in the past, we have let them use it as long as they...
My concern is, what does it do to liability? If he doesn't have a license, it's not on his homeowner's insurance. It's on our insurance.
That's a good question.
I would be for issuing the license contingent on the home
the completion.
Being built.
That's,
not,
yeah, that's fine.
Because you,
know, you
could remove the license
yeah, right.
if it's not in compliance in 2018 or whatever date you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's up to you guys. Like I said, yeah. in the past we've okay. done it the one way, but yeah. that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is too.
It's probably a very good idea.
Is there any provision for a follow-up final inspection? So this doesn't fall off the table. Typically, you could put it in your computer, a little tickle, and it says, as of May 31, check on making sure it happens, but I'm not so sure. These things fall through the cracks.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
We have to find a way to do that.
Find a way to be yeah. sure that there's a final check on that license. Is there a way? We don't have a temporary license, do we? We don't have something that we can say this is for 2 years or 1 year.
No.
It's just an extended...
You would have to somehow draft a letter with the license mm-hmm. stating that the license will be revoked as of May 31st, 2018, if it's not compliance.
Does somebody want to make a motion to that effect?
I will make a motion.
To extend the license?
To May 31st, 2018, at which time we expect the dwelling to be completed and in compliance.
And this to be explained by accompanying letter, just to be sure that the letter, mm-hmm. and again, if you want to write that or I can with you, but we can be sure we have a letter so he understands
that's that in writing.
Compliance is important. Do you understand what the motion is? Mm-hmm. Is there a second? There is a second. Any other discussion about it? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? All right, it's 5-0. Moving on, Mr. Hirsch, Dave Hirsch.
Yep, Dave requests, he wants to put an 8-foot wide by 18-foot addition onto his existing dock on his lake frontage. And there's plenty of space for that. And I was down there on Monday with Dave looking at the property lines. It's very hard to tell. But to the best of my ability, without stakes at the lake, his neighbor has a boat lift that's very close to the property line. Okay, so at this time, because of that, I feel that it's okay for Dave to have the 8x18-foot addition. But one of the things that he put on his request was that the neighbor is encroaching with the lift. At this time, I feel the lift can stay until we get some exact ideas of what Mr. Hirsch's frontage is down at the lake.
The question the dock committee had was, what are you going to do with the jet ski lifts?
Well, I can still get in behind there.
You have enough room to get around?
There's plenty of room. There's actually 24 foot from the dock. And now with the 8 foot, it'll leave it 12 foot. So it'll be 12 foot so I can get by there, you know, to get into the jet ski lifts. The only problem that I actually had is that, you know, the lift, I called Stephanie up about a month ago or so, and I asked her if the people next door ever put an application in for a permit for that lift. And Stephanie said that she couldn't tell me, she wouldn't be able to tell me, I'd have to go through Chad. So and the other fellow, the neighbor, when Chad was out there the one day, he said, I know, he knew that the lift was encroaching on the property. But I don't care right now, Bob. I don't really care if it's encroaching right now. I don't care. But I just wanted to know that to make sure that they follow the rules, that when they put their lift in, that they follow the proper procedure. That was all.
So are we asking for a survey of the frontage there? No, well, I'm talking about the other people.
No. Because they're not going to survey below the 1450. And this is all below the 1450. All Chad can do his best to line up. And it's so close that we
you
may
can't
be
tell.
Over, it may not be over. It's yeah. not. We're not going to make a move.
I can show you this, Bob. Just real quick. Here's the dock, right?
Chad, you're not making
it. You see right from the walkway. This from here to here is 4 foot, then it goes over 24 foot.
The problem
so the 8 foot will still be.
What is Mr. Hirsch's
front? You know what I mean? It'll still be 12 foot.
There's not exact.
Okay. But mine surveyed right
so
to the
why are we
line.
Giving it?
They surveyed it right to the water.
It's charged to put the station. Mm-hmm.
But why are we doing that? Because his dock's on the other side, too.
That was the only question I had, is if, to make sure that they follow the proper procedure and that they were within their 5-foot buffer.
Well, like I said, looking at it, the word, you know, I'm not sure if we should use the word encroach because I'm not sure if it's encroaching. There might not be a 5-foot buffer. But as a lake manager, the one issue I have is you have numerous docks on the frontage. So in regards, you have a unique situation, Dave, with your house. Where it's located.
No, I understand that. But
well, let me finish. What I'm saying, it's not like we have two property lines, one on each side, and it comes down, and we can say, okay, here's Mr. Hirsch's frontage. Your frontage extends in certain areas on the front.
I understand.
With that being said, the one thing I had to think about and talk with the dock committee over is, can I make somebody move their lift that's next to their dock when technically you don't have an exact frontage? You see what I'm saying? That's the problem I'm having, okay?
I do have exact frontage.
Well, you have one line, but on the other side, there's not one. So it's a little bit different here. It's not set in stone. It's not like, you know, Bob's friends or Jenny's friends where here's the lines, this is how it works. It's a little bit different. So I'm not gonna use the word encroach on that lift. It might be close to that line or even on the line. But in regards to a 5-foot buffer, that's something that I think the dock committee has to really think about, if we need a 5-foot buffer down in that area or not. So.
But it's two front lot owners. It's not like it's a back lot owner. It's two front lot owners. Chad, I'm not going to even worry about it right now.
Okay.
Let's just let it slide.
All
right. You know what I mean?
Like I said before, in regards to your dock, I have no issue with that. There's plenty of space down there for Dave to have a dock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right. Is there a motion of that effect?
I'll move.
The motion then is to allow Dave Hirsch to extend his dock in the way that has been designed or the way it's been
written up.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I think we ought to add with the hoist remaining.
Yeah, that's not part of the...
We're allowing the dock.
That's a separate issue.
That
that's
okay.
That's a separate issue.
Is there a second to that? Okay, hearing no second, the motion fails for lack of that. I guess it therefore it is not carried.
Could I just ask why there will be no second? I mean, I'm within my boundaries, and why would I be refused?
I'm not sure. Dave, tell us what is you wanted even to extend that? I mean, you've got many docks down there.
I have a large family. The dock is 16 foot wide. I wanted to make it wider. It's not 16 foot wide. It's 12 foot wide, I believe. And I wanted to make it 8 foot wider. I mean, what's the big deal? There's people all over this lake that have large docks. And I'm within my rights. I mean, if this board is going to... I feel like I'm being discriminated against totally due to the fact that it is my frontage. And if it was someone else, it would automatically fly right through. I'm just telling you the truth, Darrell, here. I was on the dock committee for 8 years, and we never, never denied someone of expanding their dock as long as they were on their frontage. I'm just telling you, on their exclusive, on their use.
I will have to agree with Dave. I think we have to be very, very careful in who we do not support, because it could be considered capricious.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know, Darrell, you could have made a second.
No, can't.
Well,
I don't have the power to do that. That's not the chair's role, either to make a motion or
I
have no objections to him building the dock, but I just don't want
You'd like to see
the
motion that the other lift stay.
The hoist.
I think you probably could get a second. If in the motion that the other dock, the boat lift, neighbor's boat lift, is allowed to stay as contingent of building
this
dock.
I'm concerned about the fact that Chad doesn't really know where the lines go.
Well, he does know. I showed him my survey.
No, like I said, the line is very close to the edge of that lift. Okay, I can't say if it's inside or right on. Okay, I can't say. But I'm saying Dave has plenty of space to build a dock. Okay, so I mean,
I look at it that this is an individual issue of somebody who already has a lot of docks. It's not somebody that only has one dock and they want to add on to it. We got somebody with multiple docks in that area. Many of them we've got issues with, and of being too close, and now we want to add on to the one space.
Well, I know, but Jenny has multiple docks. There's a lot of people around this lake. Bob, we can't pick and choose. I am willing to amend my motion to then move that Dave be allowed to add on to his dock, and the other gentleman's boat hoist stays where it is.
As a motion, is there a second to that motion?
Well, I'll second that.
Okay.
Yeah,
does he want that one?
What's that?
Does Dave want? Is that something you would?
Well, I don't know.
I have a problem with that.
It's not up to him.
I don't know. Maybe when I pass the next owner, maybe I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to worry about that.
That's not
okay.
Our concern.
Okay. All right. The motion is then to allow the space there, allow that dock, as long as, and as long as it does not affect the existing and longtime neighbor's lift requiring that being moved. Is there a second to that? Did I hear the second?
Jenny, second.
Favor that motion then, say aye.
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 And I'll agree with that, so is there, those opposed, no? Are you abstaining?
No, I said aye.
Oh, you did, I'm sorry, okay.
She stopped.
I didn't hear that, didn't hear that voice, okay. All right, I declare that then it, the motion is carried. Douglas Taylor.
Okay, this is the gentleman with the boathouse.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Taylor is doing a license transfer. The dock is in very good shape. The one issue is there's a very old boathouse. I mean, very old boathouse has fallen in.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to remove the boathouse. Okay, I don't know if you know where this is or not, Mary Jo.
Shoppers. Used to be Shoppers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So what they want to do is they want to remove the boathouse. I have a... The one thing with the document, I have an email with Ryan at DEC. The question we have is, the boathouse takes up space, especially, you know, area of water. So when they remove the boathouse and it has a concrete foundation, when they remove that, are they going to be allowed to fill it in or do they have to leave it open? Okay, I'm not sure what the DEC is, and they have not been back to me yet on that. So that's just the one issue we have. Is DEC going to make them fill in the space that the boathouse takes up because it gets cut back into the bank, or are they going to make them leave that open? So besides that, that's why it's a line item, because it's sort of up in the air on what the DEC is going to give me as an answer for that. So I'm
Well, couldn't you give him a, did he apply for a permit to take down the boathouse?
Yes.
Can't we approve that?
Well, here's the thing, though. It's something where if the DEC makes him fill it in, would he want to leave it up and repair the boathouse? Or
I don't think that's repairable.
I was going to say, is it repairable?
So
I wonder if he just wants to add dockage.
He might
to take up that space.
Yeah.
Which would be a good idea.
Yeah,
no, which would be a good idea.
Might be a good solution.
He wasn't tearing down the boathouse in front of it, was he? The boat lift and wasn't
one of the I-beam supports.
He's tearing down the I-beam.
Literally the boathouse.
Yeah, the boathouse. I think we should approve his permit because he can't. The DEC won't go forward.
Yeah.
Giving him a permit without our permit.
Yeah.
They'll just kick it back to him.
Okay.
So he's asking for the permit to tear down the boathouse, correct?
And a license.
And a license transfer.
So we need to do both?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one other thing, the septic is in the early 80s. So our standard practice has been have an Allegheny County septic test done on it. Okay, so I would have to have him get a test from Allegheny County before we issue a license.
Okay.
Okay.
Does he know that?
He will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what action do we want to take here? Is there a motion?
There's like three parts.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say there's it's complicated here. Do you want to take them? I think we probably should take them individually. So the first issue is whether we. Want to allow the permit to remove the boathouse. Should we take a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to give them the permit to remove the boathouse.
I'll second.
All right, moved and seconded. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
The second issue is, Chad, help us.
License transfer.
Well, that can't happen without the septic, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So the septic has to come first?
Yes. Mm.
Is the septic?
They may already have it. It's a new purchase. They may just didn't know they have to give it to you.
Usually, what we do is if as soon as they get the septic into the office and the licenses.
I make a motion we approve the license transfer contingent on septic approval from the county.
I'll second.
In favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
So there'll be a letter, Chad, or are you going to tell him in person?
Yeah, I always call.
Do we know if the septic, if it's dated back to the 80s, at that time, was it accepted through Allegheny County?
Yeah, that's what we have on file.
Okay, so at least it...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what happens is when they do buy, if it's a cash offer or something like that, they give the old septic to us and then they...
Right. So at least it was acceptable at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Who was motion about Bob?
Bob moved that. And the second was from?
Me.
For the records, or?
Yeah.
Or Deb?
Yeah.
Does that complete Mr. Taylor's business? Is there anything else? All right, the Charles Lux presale.
Yeah. We have a presale. Actually, there's a person who is in the process of purchasing a property. Mr. Lux, there's actually three docks in front of the house, okay, and on the frontage. Currently, two of them are used by Lux. One of them is used by a renter, okay, which is Mr. Tarbox, one of John Tarbox's renters. Okay, so years ago, there was some kind of agreement, okay, some kind of agreement between buyer and seller who uses the dock. The reason we have a pre-sale, and the person who's purchasing the property has called me a number of times, and his biggest question is, when they buy the property, are they going to receive a license for all three docks? Okay, so, you know, my response to him is, you know, I have not given somebody else a license on somebody else's frontage. So it's one of those things where I know we have the buyers and sellers attorneys who are discussing use of the one dock, but as Lake Manager, like I said, that doesn't really involve me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I told him, I said, as far as I'm concerned, that if they have their own deal between buyer and seller of who uses the dock, that's up to them. But as far as I'm concerned, we give a dock license to the current owner. All right, and they can pretty much do with what they want to do.
And we certainly have enough rental docks now, so.
I know on the deed.
You know, there's room. The funny part of the thing is there's lots of room there.
There is.
But why do they put this rental dock right in front of the other, I mean directly in front of it?
So it's his frontage.
You would think that was that dock and boathouse go with that cottage. It doesn't. It goes with the campers. Why they set it up that way, I don't know, but they have room to move those docks.
Oh, it's the deed.
Or leave the docks with that one and build new docks for the renters.
There's a deed, the deed with the Laux, actually is that the Laux's deed?
This is it, yes.
It states that the previous owner of the house before the Laux bought it, or who they bought it from, the deed states that the dock stays with the renters because it's the renter's property, or I mean, so they pretty much use that in a deed. It says in a deed that the dock is property of the formal or previous owner, which
can't be
because it's not, they don't own the property. So
they don't own district property.
So like I said, as far as I'm concerned, the three docks will stay with that one property, and if the new owner and the previous owner have some kind of
work out some kind of deal
on their own, who uses it, that's up to them.
Right.
Okay.
Or they could build another set of docks. We would give them permission to build docks for the rentals in front of the rentals.
Right.
Oh, there is front.
There's frontage there.
Lots of room. That's why it's so funny why they put that dock for the rentals way over in front of the other. It was all family. It was the mother's cottage.
Oh, okay.
And I
so
think
they
one
could,
time it was
Mr.
family
Tarbox
had the
could
campers too.
Put in a request to have a dock built in front of his rental.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would certainly clean things up.
Yes.
It's nasty now. You walk, when you pull up to this place, you've got this beautiful boathouse, you assume it's the folks in the cottage right behind them. You know, and these other over here are the rentals. But no, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
This thing just sticks right there. It is a problem. I mean, I don't know how we want to resolve it, except we're not
resolution.
Able to
yeah,
resolve
right.
it here. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
That it's not our...
Yes.
Well, again, we understand the whole a family compound, and
I think our letter needs to say they have to work it out between the buyers and sellers and the existing people, and that we would give them permission to add a dock over in front of the rentals.
In front of their own.
Let's put that in motion language. Bob, do you want to just kind of state that in a way so that... Chad and or I, again, I'm happy to help you with that, Chad, but can write something so that they understand our thinking here. Unless anybody is here from that group. Anybody here? Just
those
so you, I don't think so.
Properties aren't part of
No, but they're part.
This property that's being sold.
No, that, we, yeah, we understand that, yeah.
So let's be clear.
The gentleman next door, Charlie.
If Mr. Tarbox wants.
Tarbox.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Mr. Tarbox needs to add, but they're his rentals.
Correct.
We're not asking them.
And he can put his own docks on, for his rentals on his own property.
Exactly.
Yeah, correct.
So let's be clear, let's back up here and just say, well, I think.
I think I can do this, let me try this, all right?
Do we need to worry, or just?
I move that we transfer all three docks that are currently on the Lauck's property to, is it pre-sale? Okay, we approve them for pre-sale to the new buyer. They're all, they'll all be considered Lauck's docks. Should Mr. Tarbox, who is a current renter of one of those docks, wish to have a dock, we will entertain his request for a permit to build a dock on his own frontage. How's that?
I don't think we need to get into that.
No, we don't.
Well, we don't, but.
If we transfer the three.
I don't think they'll put this together without knowing the district will allow them to add a dock.
Yes, I think so too, I agree with Bob, I think it's good to add that.
They need to know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wait.
All right, this is complicated.
Mr. Tarbox, he's a front lot owner?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he has lake frontage?
Yes.
A lot of it.
So, when he comes to us to put a permit in, or we'll give it to him.
Right, that's what we're saying.
But we want, but Bob wants to say that because he thinks then there'll be less.
They'd be more apt to make this deal, move things around if they know we're not.
If they know we're not the problem.
And that's the reason for the pre-sale.
Yes.
Just to iron these things out before the new people come to us and say, we didn't know this was gonna happen.
So Mr. Tarbox does not have his own permit?
Well, no, in a pre-sale, I mean, the pre-sale, the Lauck's, I think we, well, the biggest thing is just stating that, do those docks go with the Lauck's property?
And they do, yes.
I think that's pretty much.
That's it.
I think we need to end it there because.
Without, we could do it without having that in the motion, but a letter from us to Mr. Tarbox explaining our.
Okay, so the three, then we approve the pre-sale of the three Lauck's docks, the docks that are on the Lauck's property.
Is that right?
And.
Do they have Lauck's have the license for all three docks?
No.
No.
No, that's.
Tarbox got the other one that's in front of the other cottage.
Well, how did that happen?
Because that's what we were just talking about, because it was a family thing years ago, and it was, it's just one of those.
Chair is taking back control of this discussion.
If I understand this right, Lauck's license dock is in front of Tarbox. Is it, am I?
No, here, what we have is we have the Lauck's property, and we have three docks.
On their property.
And what happens is years ago, apparently through a sale, it was agreed upon that renters can still use the one dock, have use of it. So what happened was when on a sale, they put it in a deed stating that this dock is deeded to this property over here as property, okay? So now we have a person who is in the process of closing on this property asking me, when I buy this property, do I still have to have those people in front of the house? So I guess the question you're asking is, who has, now he might, now who knows, there could be something else up by the road that we don't know about right away to get to the house, who knows, which is not our decision. But I guess the biggest question is, do all three docks go to the Lauck's property or not, which the answer would be yes. Okay, whether this new person buys it and then finds out that he's going to let those people use it, still that's up to him.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, that's not my decision, that's up to him. Maybe when he buys a property, maybe there's some kind of deal saying, hey, you know what, when you buy this, you have to let them use it. That's up to him, not me. So I just wanna make sure he realizes that those three docks are with that house.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, shall we try this again?
All right, keep it simple.
The motion is that the three docks that are in the Lauck's, in front of the Lauck's property that are there, you know, in front of their exclusive use of their property, they will go with the Lauck's property. And then we will send a letter to Mr. Tarbox giving him the opportunity to request a dock on his own property.
If he wishes to do so.
If he wishes to do so.
Okay. All right, let's stop right there and be sure that we're clear and not get more added to it. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All right. So it's two-part?
Two parts.
There's a letter involved, and they're simply saying that the three docks that we will allow in the presale. All right, in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? All right, let it be so. We will make that happen. Thank you. Mr. Scheider.
Yeah, Mr. Scheider, he's the individual with the real large red boathouse.
Yes.
He wants to put a break well in. Same footprint, everything, just put a break well in. It is a consent. I could not get a hold of him this week. Same thing as the one we had a little while ago. His septic is in the 80s, so I would just ask the board, upon approval of a Allegheny County septic test, then he would receive a permit to proceed from us.
I move we approve his permit for new break wall contingent on Allegheny County inspection of the septic system.
Second.
I'll second that.
Wait just a minute. Anybody have a question? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And Dale Young.
Dale Young. I talked to Dale last month about this. He originally put a request in to repair 10 docks in Hutton's Bay. After the dock committee went and did a visit, the committee feels that all 10 docks need to be removed due to just in bad shape.
Structure.
Yeah, and just by most people in this room were there at that meeting. I did talk to Dale on the phone a couple times, and he has agreed that if he removed all 10, he would like to rebuild all 10, brand new. Okay, he felt that was something he could do. Also, the committee felt that if he had 10 docks, currently he would just use one side per dock, so one boat per dock. Okay, so he's asking for, number one, a multiple dock license, removal of 10 docks, and the rebuilding of the 10 docks brand new with one slip per side. That's where we are.
The impediments for any other reason for not approving this have been essentially removed in the last year, I think. Mm-hmm. Although he's not here, I would say to him the reason that we're, at least my reason for wanting to have those docks removed is simply because of the
liability.
The liability. They're undulating, some of them, and unsafe, but probably from a structural point of view, I'm sure that our code instruction, code enforcement would not approve them simply because the wooden docks are attached to posts with simple rusty screws.
Mm-hmm.
You get two people on that dock and those screws are going to shear off and you're going to be in the water. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, and
dangerous.
It's just, they're unsafe. And so even though they might look nice from a distance for at least a couple of them, they need to all go.
Is there any deadline for this?
I don't have one currently.
Okay, all right.
Probably can do it at his own pace.
Okay. Right. Well, it would take a while, I would think, to get them out of there. And then, now, has he put in a request to tear them down yet? Or he just wants permission to put in the request?
This is the conversation we had. I think upon approval,
Understanding, I don't believe we have a motion to that effect. A motion that the multiple dock license would be extended for the amount of docks that are there. I wanted to say 9. Is it 9 or is it 10?
9 is what we agreed on. Well, now asking for 10.
No, it was actually 10 count his.
You're correct.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah,
so
that would be awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll make the motion. Are we making the motion for the multiple dock license, or what are we making a motion for?
In this situation, can I say, let's have somebody else make the motion.
All right, okay.
Is there a motion to be had here?
I'll make the motion.
What's the motion for?
To allow Mr. Young to have a multiple dock license, total of 10 docks, one of them being his. With the contingent that all the docks are ripped out and rebuilt according to our rules and regulations.
And that.
And that one, the docks can only have one boat each.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Well, then didn't you want to add, and it has to have a permit to take them out? Isn't that what you asked?
Well, I asked, and Chad, what was your answer when I asked that?
I don't think he's done that.
I don't think he's asked for anything yet.
We just told him.
He just wants, he wants to know he can go forward.
Yeah.
Well, and he asked to leave them and repair them.
Yeah, yeah, right, more to, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still don't think I have a second to this motion.
I'll second it.
Jenny seconded.
All right. Is there further discussion? So, Scott, I see your hand. You want to add something?
There's rules that are already written. He doesn't have exclusive rights to that property where those docks are located. This is a law, and these are your own rules with the scope of the articles pertaining to docks, mm-hmm. front lot and back lot. Here's the scope of this article here. You should review them because there's a lot of issues going on with that before you should go forward with it. I just want you to be aware that those are your own policies and procedures for that area.
Well, certainly I'm familiar with this. I'm just reviewing, trying to figure out what you're pointing out, Scott.
Is that he doesn't own around in that bay, that it's not his decision to go ahead and give them exclusive multiple docks when you just moved everybody out of there and put them by the public beach.
Well, hasn't it been our determination that the property, the 1450 line, is contiguous to his property line right down to the water? So if that's the case, why would he not have access to have those docks there?
Why wouldn't anybody else have access? That's district property. His front line, if you look on the survey, it stops and then it abuts right up to the last step of his house. And then right in front of that last step is district property. It's below the 1450.
What we wrestled
the
with.
The 1440.
When we were down there, what we wrestled with, we got out our own survey.
It's true.
The district had of the,
yes,
which
I
was just
renewed.
Yeah. And to see what, basically what we came up with is, what right do we have? I don't want any docks in there, you want the truth. I don't.
That would be great.
I don't want, we went through too much for too long. I would rather see no docks. But legally, what we looked at, do we have the right to say for a piece of property, even though that's not his, but my docks are not on mine either.
Right.
So what they do, they come to my waterfront and they find my lines, and that is my waterfront by license, and that's where my docks go. In this case, we all went down there, and his lines do go.
He has three already. Is that correct?
Has what?
There's three docks that he has already.
Wait,
out there, all 10.
I think we're getting off topic here.
Let's just.
Yeah, I don't think, like I said, we've been through this for many years.
Right.
We built that dock for people Hutton Bay, and it seems like they really like it. A lot of positives about it. Okay. You know,
and the lawsuit, that's what we did.
You know, so like I said, this is a different situation, so.
I think it's.
We had to look at it in the same light.
Those other docks, if you start renting them out, and people want to put pontoons in there.
Well, that's somewhat.
I'd like to call the question, please.
It is the call for question is not a debatable motion. And so we're in a situation where I think we have thought about this. Just to say to you, Scott, I understand some of your concerns historically here, but I think we're well within our rights. In fact, and perhaps we are in fact directed to be no reason to deny those multiple docks. the question has come to us. I can't have any more, you know, debate or discussion on that. We need to vote on this by nature of the call for the question. So we have a motion before us to extend this multiple dock license or not. All in favor?
You've got a second also.
Yes, there's a second. Now, I probably should just characterize this as saying, if we still wanted to have more discussion about this, we could vote it down and come back with another motion. Just so we understand, there is a process here. We don't have to vote yea or nay on this. That is, we could always revisit it if we decided we wanted to have more discussion and more input. But if not, question has been called. Those in favor of the motion as stated, I guess, by Bob, I think, mm-hmm. by Bob, please say aye.
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 Did I hear? Kind of one abstention?
Well, I think actually Deb should abstain.
No, yeah, because I think, this has to do with our yeah. rules. And
maybe
with,
you're too personally involved.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's a three votes in favor of that. Okay, I guess you've just made that decision and we'll move forward. The dam committee has already made a report, I believe. Deb, you wanted to make a quickie report.
Yes, I'd like to report on the event at on Trail 2 on Thursday night. We got a wonderful opportunity to showcase our lake and our dam. As you know, Fireball Run is coming through Allegheny County. It's a road rally. And we had about 100 people at the event on Trail 2 at James K. and Kathy Hawk's residence. It was a pre-event dinner. People were there from all over the country. In fact, there was a couple there from Norway. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Rushford Lake Boating Club members and Rick Mulder. They provided boats so that everyone could have a tour of the lake and the dam. And I was on one of the boats, and it was my job to give the people on the boat all the facts and figures about the number of acres of the lake and the shoreline and the height of the dam and the depth of the water at the dam and so on and so on. And they had to retain this information for a challenge later on. So it was really interesting. On my boat, I had the mayor of Wellsville. I had Christine Joyce, who owns Certified Traffic Control. I had Crystal Abers, who is the head of economic development in Cattaraugus County. And I had two gentlemen from Lake George, they own property at Lake George. He's a car dealer, and they got an opportunity to see our little lake. So it was very worthwhile. I talked up the fact that we were trying to raise $4 million, you know, to fix our valves. And they got an up-close and personal look at the dam. So I think it was a really, really wonderful event. And I certainly commend Kathy Hawk and the Allegheny County Chamber of Commerce for, you know, giving us the opportunity to showcase our lake and our dam.
Good. Yeah. Good. Thank you for representing us. Appreciate that. All right, are there other committee reports that you want to make? Is there anything at all from rules that you think we need to?
Could we go back to communication?
I'm sorry?
Can we go back to communication?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was on the website, and nothing on the website has been updated. Joe Mann is still listed.
Right, right. Actually,
the new committee members are on there.
I noticed that as well.
Minutes are not on there.
Right, I noticed that as well, and I'll just mention that. Yeah, the new committees from the August 27 minutes. And so I'll just speak to Stephanie here and just please update all those committees. And as well as the November 12 meeting has not yet been moved to the 19th. So that'll need to be, the calendar needs to be updated as well.
And actually, the calendar, the drawdown date was not there.
What's on the calendar? But it is on the face
yes,
page.
Yes, but it's still not on the calendar.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. That we'll need to get that. We'll have Stephanie work on that this week. And getting the minutes, and there are several sets of minutes that can be also added now that we've approved those. Rules Committee, did we have a Rules Committee in the interim? I can't remember in the last month.
Should we combine the next one with the special meeting on the 5th?
We have yet to determine the date of that, but we are anticipating another special meeting coming up soon. And that'll be determined as we go to executive session at the end of this meeting. So let's hold off on that, but that will be announced a little later on. We're not sure exactly when that next meeting is going to be, but we will talk about that. Part of it has to do with the availability of our legal counsel, mm-hmm. and that's why. And I'll mention that then if there's no other Rules Committee report, just from a legal liaison point of view, there are a couple of items in just a few minutes. I will call for a motion to move to executive session to talk about some litigation issues which need to be addressed. But hearing no other needs for reports for committees, let's just move to old business. I'll tell you that I had a conversation interview kind of with Missy Grasso. Missy is the, what's the word I want here? Appointee, potential person for the backup to the treasurer. She lives on the lake, and they are now full-time on the lake. Mm-hmm. He's a bookkeeper and lots of experience with multiple organizations, and I was pleased to have a chance to have that kind of interview with her and to get a sense of kind of who she is and what she what her experience is that she brings to this role. And so given that, we had, if you recall, we had approved last meeting the position to be added to the new budget, but we just had not determined who that person was going to be. And so at this point in time, I'll be glad to entertain a motion that we make the appointment.
I would like
Missy
to
Grasso.
Move that we appoint Missy Grasso as the backup treasurer.
All right.
I'll second that.
Favor the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. I will, I don't believe that there's any new spanking clean new business that we're going to be dealing with here today. I am going to just take a few minutes. We've got some time, but if before we move to go to executive session, I'll just ask if there's, are there any open forum issues or questions that you have? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. I'd like to get a couple items on the agenda at some point. Mm-hmm. What is your process for doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I send a letter to the chairman, or do I mention it now, or?
Best to always do it in writing, and best to send it to the office, and you could address it to me or address it to Stephanie and just make the request, and this is what I'd like to have the group talk about. So that's the process.
And
ideally several weeks in advance so that we can
talk
about it and get ready for that.
And when is the next meeting pertaining to the sale of district property?
There is none.
That issue
is dead now? It
is a dead issue. The June 18 straw poll discussion that we had at that point led to our basically pulling the plug on that committee and that next meeting in July. And so there just is no large grassroots call for doing that. The bottom line, as I heard from many of the landowners, was that we have our hands full with trying to get the dam repaired and everything else. And then to move into that particular moving in that direction would be hugely costly, but also time-consuming. And so, anyway, the whole thing is no longer the case. And you may have missed that, but glad you asked, so we could help you to know that.
Thank you,
David.
Okay. No, I just have two questions. Front lot owner. Okay, they're responsible to the water's edge in front of their property. Is that correct? And a dock owner, like say a dock owner, as the board knows that my wife was injured, okay, I emailed everyone that she...
Yesterday.
Dock. But the thing of it is, though, is that dock is on the front of the frontage where I am, and it's not my dock, but it's not taken care of, and my wife was injured. She went on the dock to get a the bank for the landowners to donate food, and coming off, there's real high grass there, and it's not my back. She stepped down, and she fell, banged her head, bruised her whole body. They had to take her to him. She doesn't even remember falling. That's how hard she hit her head. But now, my thing is, I'm not going to sue, okay? So just let's get that out of the question. I just want to make sure that from now on in the future, that all dock owners take care of their docks. You know, make sure that they're safe. Otherwise, I don't think the district should be held liable. You can't inspect every dock around this lake. But the people themselves should know this, so that they know that if someone gets injured, that they're responsible for this. I'm just trying to help the district out here too, because I know there's a lot of docks, but maybe in your next newsletter you could put this out, that your docks need to be in good shape and safe condition so that this doesn't happen again. And I could show, I would show the woman pictures of my wife's body.
Well, I will.
The injuries, but I just wanted to let you know, and this has been an ongoing issue with Mr. Klinger's dock for years, Doug Fred, right. I spoke with him, and he remembered this dock was, you know, in rough shape, and in the front it was all eroded away.
Dave, I'm sorry that your wife fell.
No, I am too.
But I'm also, I also wish that she hadn't been on the dock. And I realize that when we get around and see lots of docks, actually the shape that that dock is in relative to some other ones that we've seen is better. And so I don't know exactly
the shoreline
any particular person's perception about whether there's a chasm there that somebody could step in or not, and therefore be some subject of a lawsuit is going to vary between people. And I realize, I don't know exactly, in other words, you could put a board over to make a better transition from that dock.
Last month, I wanted to, you know, fix that dock and then make it so that,
right.
you know, there would be like a slight walkway up to it. So because prior right. to that, right. a little boil almost went in there.
Well, we may well want to tape that off. We'll just put some yellow tape around that dock, and so that doesn't
absolutely
happen. All right. I'm sorry again that your wife was hurt. Do you have one more thing?
Okay, this year I noticed that the water level was like approximately 3 to 4 inches low most of the season, and I was wondering why.
Did you ever hear of a drought?
No. We've had rainstorms where the water actually came off, but then it was lowered back down. And in my area, it's very shallow.
It's always shallow.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you, David.
Okay,
it's certainly within normal limits. It's going to come up and down. There are a lot of other lakes.
All right.
All right. I'll take him. Yes, question.
On September 15th, our family submitted a letter to your commission requesting help with cleaning up the property next to us that belongs to Jack Liguri. I know everybody knows Jack Liguri, but we know him best of all because we've been there since 1980.
Yeah.
And have lived next to his chaos all these years. Some of the chaos is above the 1450, which we are dealing with the town now. Some of it is below the 1450. And that's what we're asking you about. It has gone on.
By the way, thank you for your incredible patience for that. It's not a good situation at all.
No.
Be aware that the dock committee did visit Mr. Liguri last Sunday. Mm-hmm. It was a moderately pleasant conversation. It ran hot and cold, depending on when he was able to gather himself. I don't know if you want to say anything more, Chad, in terms of what kind of commitment do we have from him. But we are trying to address the issues that you're talking about. We agree. It's
and you aren't the only complaint.
No.
There's a
8874 Balcombe Beach Road.
Is there anything more to say?
It's
At this time, we're trying to work it out with them.
Yeah. What's working out?
At this time, we're trying to work it out with them.
We've been hearing this for so many years.
It is difficult.
Why are there no teeth in anything is decided on. I know none of you would like to live in that.
No.
We agree. We agree. Driving by it.
No.
Let me just say that we will take it under advisement in our executive session coming up. We will be talking about that particular issue. 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah. And that will be a somewhat of an extended session, but we have no plans, just for others to say, no plans to come out of that session to make any kind of substantive motion, as far as I know. And so I'll be at this point happy to entertain a motion that we adjourn into executive or move into executive session.
For legal reasons, I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And thank you, folks. I understand your correct concern.
We move downstairs.
All right. Here, Scott. Thanks. Thank you for that.